Trend number 8, war, the biggest business. I wanted to walk you through sort of the different defense spending. We're now spending almost $2 trillion a year for global annual military expenditures. If you look at what's going on, it's clear the divide and conquer politics are hot and heavy to make sure that there's plenty of foreign purchases and plenty of wars for defense spending. If you look at the any measure of defense contractor stocks, they're outperforming the S&P since particularly since 9/11, like no tomorrow. So the reality is we are as we move to try and create a global empire, a global government, the role of force becomes bigger and bigger and more profitable. This is going to be made particularly gruesome by technology. I put up some of the numbers on the global drone market. One way to cut costs is to do more and more with robots and drones. And then, of course, there's all the sort of covert wars and now what's called soft revolutions. We see it again now with what's happening in Hong Kong. Although it's clear from the way the Chinese are dealing with it, they're much more savvy about how entrainment technology can do this and how to manage it. It's quite interesting to watch. We had a Solaria report this year with Charles Smith on soft revolutions because I think it's such an important topic. But we're seeing war in all different forms now with the sanctions of the U.S. Treasury sort of developed and applied to Russian leaders, even to members of the Chinese army. But I think the one that takes the cake is the military invasion of Africa to attack the Ebola virus. You know, I even though there's been a flag waving about Ebola in the United States and the possibility of an outbreak, I still expect this to be a primarily African phenomena as the United States moves to make sure it's dominant in the investment interests in Africa. In many respects, Africa is the last big pile of natural resources to compete for. And a lot of frontier markets that are going to be very, very valuable over the next 20 or 30 years. So the competition is on, and I think the effort to make a big deal out of Ebola is very much an excuse to send in military forces and do a variety of other things to make sure that the United States comes out number one. And I'm sure the everybody at the Bohemian Grove is very, very happy that they... they engineered somebody in the presidency who looks like he's half African. Anyway, the question about war brings up the age-old question of the central banking warfare model and the dependency of the U.S. dollar on the success of the military and the costs of that in many different ways. And this brings back the old question for which Solaria was created, which is how do we come up with a more virtuous model? We're clearly going to have to, and that means a shift in global consciousness and efforts by multiple people in multiple countries to bring transparency, including to the black budget and the UFO issues, because one of the primary concerns about the war machine is the war machine trying to control the human race, or are they concerned about controlling someone or something else? And you can't answer that question until we start to really answer the questions behind the black budget. But war continues to be a big business, and all indications are for the near future, it's going to get bigger. So hold on to your hat.